they started training sheet metal people and machinists. We took over the fairgrounds, and I built workbenches for the machine shop and such as that, and sheet metal workers. And I was able to make a little out of it, you know, to continue in school. And I stayed in school. In fact, the business is, after about 1941, why, they allowed me to work at night at the shipyard, half shift. Yeah. I went to work at the shipyard, and I was making 65 cents an hour then. That was big money. And I worked down there, and of course, I eventually graduated in 1943, you know. And then they gave me about 12-15 days, and then it was either going to the Army or going to maritime service. So having been raised on the water, why, I decided I'd like the ships better than the land. So
yeah.
I started going to sea.
Uh-huh.
And I went on up from ordinary seaman to chief boatswain mate. And oh, just a little in no time. Of course,
yeah.
There was a demand then. I mean, most of the fellas that I was bossing around were landlubbers, you know what I mean, had no prior knowledge. It was just a matter of manpower, available manpower to man the ships, you know, anybody that was ready, willing, and able, why,
yeah,
they were off to the war.
So you were a mate in the merchant marine?
I was a chief boatswain mate. In other words, that's the fella that's in charge of all the deck. He is a non-commissioned officer.
Were you in any clubs or school, any, you know, organizations around?
Well, in school, I participated in sports. I played football and I boxed. I won the Golden Gloves Championship.
Oh.
And I fought in
seven. You look like you still got the, you know, the stuff.
Well, I was always small. And in other words, I come up in a tough time, and I had to survive, fight to survive, you know.
Yeah.
And it more or less come natural to me. I mean, I had pretty good success. I mean, like I said, I won the state championship and Golden Gloves in high school. I fought, and I went through boot camp, and I never lost a fight in boot camp. And I enjoyed it. It was a sport, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They had them days where boxing was a manly art of self-defense.
That was more honorable sport than it is now.
Like I said, it was man against man, you know.
Had more white folks in it too.
And you had it was a little bit different. I mean, them days they matched fellas according to age, weight, and ability,
mm-hmm.
skill, you know. And consequently, it was a sport that was recognized by even the high schools and all. But nowadays, you know, they, for the sake of winning, they'd put a little, maybe a 15-year-old kid that weighed 115 pounds against a 18-year-old that weighed 100, same weight, you know. And there's just no, well, you just can't fight kids like that, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Have the sport survive, see. And but like I said, I enjoyed it while I was there. In fact, my son, I didn't know he could even fight. And when he went to the Naval Academy, first year of plebe summer, why, he won the championship up there.
Yeah.
So I was pretty proud of it. And
So your son went to Naples.